welcome to another fun fact edition of Chippy Chips, the chiptune and video game music podcast. I am the 90s video game dude, otherwise known as Rich Higton, and I am your presenter for tonight. Yes, we are finally heading further back into time to 1986 after spending a little bit of time in the more recent past of 2006 and 2018. So back to that wonderful chiptune sound we all know and love. Expect tracks from the likes of The Legend of Zelda, Bubble Bobble, Outrun, Legendary Wings, Metroid, Alex Kidd in Miracle World, Castlevania, Rygar, Fantasy Zone, Kid Icarus and Double Dribble. Also, music from the artist of the week who are Tryheart, who are a three-piece band from Boston, Massachusetts, who add in some violins into this. It's a sound you have to hear. It's absolutely incredible. I love them. So should you. So more on them later on in the show. So let's kick this off with our first track. It's The Legend of Zelda, released February 21st, 1986, on the Famicom Disk System, developed by Nintendo EAD, published by Nintendo, composed by the legendary Koji Kondo, whose other works include Punch-Out, Super Mario Bros., Star Fox, and Smash Bros., to name just a few. I've chosen the ending theme because we've all heard the overworld theme so many times. It's a classic, don't get me wrong, but we need to listen to something a little bit newer. Not newer, but yeah, something a bit different. So this is the ending theme from The Legend of Zelda, released February 21st, 1986. So there you go, yeah, that was the ending theme from The Legend of Zelda, composed by the legendary Koji Kondo. Let's move on. to one of my favourite games of the era. I played this a hell of a lot on the ZX Spectrum back in the day, and it is Bubble Bobble. The music I've chosen is, of course, the in-game music. It doesn't have a actual title, as far as I'm aware, but this is the in-game music. You'll know it when you hear it. Released September 1986 on the arcades and pretty much every home platform under the sun. Developed by Taito, published by Taito, and composed by Tadashi Kimijima, whose other works include The Fairyland Story and the sound effects for Arkanoid. And that's it. He didn't do much else. He basically came in, created a classic, and then buggered off again. But yeah, it's some of the most iconic game music of all time. And I'm just going to play it now. This is the in-game music from Bubble Bobble. Wasn't that a jaunty little number? Yes, the in-game music from Bubble Bobble right there. From Bubble Bobble to a little bit of racing and Outrun. Outrun is known for its soundtrack. You had a choice of what you wanted to listen to on the radio right at the start of the game. And the choice for me has to be Splash Wave. So Outrun was released September 1986 on the arcades and was ported to every other home system in the world. Developed by Sega, published by Sega, composed by Hiroshi Kawaguchi, whose other works include Hang On, Fantasy Zone, Enduro Racer, Power Drift, and loads more. This isn't the first time you will hear work by Hiroshi Kawaguchi tonight. So yeah, as I said before, you got to choose one of, I believe, four or five tracks on your little car stereo before starting a game in Outrun, but I've chosen Splash Wave and we're going to play it right now. We'll be right back. So that was Splash Wave from Outrun, a very, very nice piece of music indeed, and not the first we shall hear from Hiroshi Karaguchi tonight. But let's move on to Legendary Wings. I've chosen the Palace Stage music because it's my favourite of the music, so that's always the best way to go, I find. Released November 1986 and July 1988 on the NES. For the platforms, it was released for the arcade and the NES. Developed by Capcom, published by Capcom, and composed by Tamayo Kawamoto on the arcades and Manami Matsumate for the NES. Other works include Mega Man, Final Fight, Magic Sword, plus loads more. So yeah, let's get on with it. I believe I've chosen the NES version here, so cheating a little bit because it didn't come out until 1988, but the original release was 1986, so it passes. This is the Palace Stage music from Legendary Wings. Theme there from Legendary Wings on the NES, a classic NES sound there. Really, really takes you back to those heady days of the mid-1980s. Moving on though to another NES game, and it's the super classic Metroid. This is from the very first Metroid game, released August the 6th, 1986 on the Famicom Disk System, and then later on the NES, developed by Nintendo R&D1 Intelligent Systems and published by Nintendo, composed by Hirokazu Tanaka, whose other works include Kid Icarus, we'll be hearing from them later, Donkey Kong 2 and 3, Gumshoe, Super Mario Land, plus loads more. This is the escape theme from Metroid, and it's an absolute belter, so here it is. So there you go, yeah, that's the escape theme from Metroid on the NES. Now, the NES wasn't the most popular of the consoles over here in the UK. Yes, we were big into our microcomputers, but when we did get consoles, we loved the Master System, and we especially loved Alex Kidd in Miracle World. Released November the 1st, 1986 on the Master System, developed by Sega and published by Sega. Composed by Tokuhiko Uwabu, who also did the Master System classics of Action Fighter, Woody Pop, Space Harrier, Choplifter, and more. Yeah, we loved Alex Kidd in Miracle World over here. Everybody knew that game. If you had a Master System, if your friends had a Master System, it was built in to the Master System too. So it's nigh on impossible that you didn't play it if you were from the UK back in the 80s and early 90s. I've not gone with the old e-book goodie of the first level music because yeah, everybody plays it. This is the theme from The Castle, and it's actually really, really good. It's well due a reboot. We need another Alex Kidd game, Sega. Supposedly Sega have got a new announcement coming next week. You never know. If it's not the Dreamcast 2, it might be another Alex Kidd game. Fingers crossed. But until that, while we wait, let's listen to The Castle music from Alex Kidd in Miracle World. Thank you. Well, that was a jaunty little track, wasn't it? Yes, that's the Castle music from Alex Kidd in Miracle World on the Sega Master System. So, from the Master System back to the Famicom Disk System / NES and Castlevania with Wicked Child, released September 26, 1986, developed by Konami, published by Konami, composed by Kimio Yamashita and Sato Terashima, whose other works include Nemesis 2, Parodia, Snatcher, Russian Attack, Rock and Rage, plus many, many more. Big fan of Castlevania here at Chippy Chips, especially this piece of music. Yes, we could have gone with Bloody Tears, but hey, Wicked Child is just as good. So here it is. This is Wicked Child from Castlevania on the Famicom Disk System. So yeah, that was Wicked Child from Castlevania, released September 26th, 1986 on the Famicom Disk System. Now, moving on to a game I've never actually played, but has just been released on the Switch for that free NES stuff you get when you pay for online. It's Rygar, Stage 5 music, released 1986. I have no other details other than that of when it was released, but it was 1986 on the arcade. Released on also on the NES, the Master System, the Commodore 64, the Lynx, Spectrum, and the Amstrad. Developed by Tecmo, published by Tecmo, and composed by Michiharu Asuya, whose other works include Last Armageddon, Golga 13, plus more. Moving straight onto it then, this is the Stage 5 theme from Rygar. Was the Stage 5 theme from Rygar there. Now on to the probably the funkiest piece of music on this whole show, and it's from Fantasy Zone, and this is called Opa Opa U, which of course is the name of the spaceship that you control. This was released originally in March 1986 on the arcade and got ported to the NES, Master System, MSX and the Game Gear. Developed by Sega and published, of course, by Sega and composed by Hiroshi Kawaguchi. That is the second appearance on tonight's show of Mr. Karaguchi or Karaguchi-san. Yeah, this is great piece of music. I hope you enjoy this, but this is Opa Opa from Fantasy Zone. We'll be right back. What a lovely piece of music. I hope you're all happy and jolly now after that. That was Opa Opa from Fantasy Zone. Moving on to our final main piece of music for tonight before our shit spot and our decidedly not shit artist of the week in Tryhard. This is Kid Icarus, the Sky World theme. Now, Kid Icarus was released originally December the 19th, 1986 on the Famicom Disk System and later the NES, developed by Nintendo R&D 1 and TOSE TOS, published by Nintendo and composed by Hirokazu Tanaka, who again is the second appearance today on this show. Yeah, it's a nice piece of music. Really like Kid Icarus, actually. The Kid Icarus Uprising on the 3DS, which was released a few years ago, was really, really good. Well worth your time. So yeah, this is the Skyworld theme from Kid Icarus, composed by Hirokazu Tanaka. The Sky World theme from Kid Icarus. Now we have got to that part of the show, unfortunately, where we have to go with our shit spot. Each week, well, we try each week to select either a crap piece of music from a game or a piece of music which is probably good from a really crap game. This week it is a good game with crap music, and it is Double Dribble, the national anthem. Now, this is the national anthem of the United States of America, which, of course, is a very nice tune. But this rendition of it is shit. Of course, Double Dribble was released on in the arcades in 1986, and also on the Famicom Disk System and the NES, developed by Konami and published by Konami, composed by who the hell knows. But yeah, let's just get this over and done with. This is the national anthem from Double Dribble. Wasn't that just Wizard? Yeah, that was the National Anthem from Double Dribble. Right, that's nearly the end of the show, but before we go, we have our Artist of the Week, and this week they are Tryheart, which are a three-piece chip band from Boston, Massachusetts, a musical friendship forged by chiptune. They combine original, melodic string solos, poem-style storytelling with catchy choruses, and they are bloody excellent too. Well, well worth your time and well worth a listen. The track I've chosen is Running Out of Time, which is taken from their self-titled 2020 EP, available now on Bandcamp. Get more info at tryheart.bandcamp.com. And look below in for links, which will link to their Instagram, Twitter, and their Bandcamp as well. So yes, this is our Artist of the Week. This is Tryheart with Running Out of Time.
Thank you. night. See turnpikes in my dreams tonight. Achieve light speed like bright beams on my screen. Sonic booms when I scream. It might seem frightening like lightning. My grasp is tightening. Final stretch in reach. Do I have it in me? Something I was chasing. Decisions I was facing. The road that I was making. Awaking the fake king who hates me. Yeah. It's like the clock is never on my side. Looking for something I can never find. It's like the clock is never on my side. And I'm gonna lose my mind. I've been running like I'm running out of time. I've been running like I'm running out of time. I'm looking for something I can never find. I've been running like I'm running out of time.
Excellent stuff there. That was Tryheart, Running Out of Time, taken from their self-titled 2020 EP, available now on Bandcamp. Look below for all those links that you need. And that is it. That is it over for this week's Chippy Chips. All that is left to do is to pick from the randomizer a year for next week's show. If you've never tuned in before, each week we randomly pick a year between 1981 and 2019 and play music from the corresponding year which has been chosen. So we've got all those years in the randomizer now, minus, of course, the years that we've already chosen. And let's pick that number. So I am clicking the randomizer now. The randomizer is randomizing. We have a year. Next week's show will be about the video game year 2014. Back to the more recent past. So yeah, that's going to be interesting of what games we shall be showing you next week. Yeah, 2014 for next week's Chippy Chips. Before we go though, announcements. We have another two episodes before episode 10 of the video game years. For episode 11 we shall be leaving the video game years for a little bit and doing a chip artist special. So if you make chip music and wish to have your music showcased on the Chip Music Special, which will be in next in about 3 weeks' time, please email to xproject2k20@gmail.com. The details are written down below in the description. Send me your links, and if we like your stuff, we shall play you on that show. It'll be an hour and a half show with some of the best new chip music out there. So well worth getting your stuff in and well worth listening to that. We shall have, of course, all the previous artists of the week, including Tryheart, of course. So yeah, that should be good. So get those tracks in. You have until the, I believe it's the 7th or 8th of June, the second Monday in June. And yeah, that is it. Thank you for tuning into Chippy Chips. Please, if you like what you hear, please share it around. And yay. So yeah, see you next week for the 2014 episode of Chippy Chips. We shall see you later. Bye bye.